12-year-old Kevin Pugh stood on the pitcher's mound. He squeezed a large red ball. Perspiration had gathered in dark semicircles on his WYCR-TV t-shirt. The June sun seemed to be cooking him like a bratwurst, or an Italian sausage, or a smoked cheddarwurst. He really missed those. For reasons unknown, his mom had switched to chicken sausage, which he violently disliked. He kept telling her that all encased meat is not the same, but she... "Pull up your shorts, honey!" Maggie Pugh's voice cut into the quiet of the infield. Kevin glared at his mom, who waved from the glossy green-painted stands. Kevin tugged at his droopy cargo shorts and bounced the ball in the dirt. The print below the manufacturer's logo read, "Official Kickball of WACA, the World Adult Kickball Association." "Dorks," Kevin muttered to himself.
"Adgurg, Kev!"
snapped the second baseman through a giant wad of radioactive-looking neon-green bubblegum.
"Attaboody!"
He glanced over his left shoulder. His sister, Izzy, short for Isabella, which no one called her, ever, was clapping her hands and hopping, a black ponytail bobbing behind her. Lean and wiry, Izzy had an unusually steely glare for a 10-year-old. Izzy was a local Chicago Park District soccer legend, but her awe-inducing athleticism went well beyond soccer. Other than parents and a mailing address, Izzy and Kevin didn't have a ton in common. Kevin needed a moment to interpret her gum-impeded speech.
"Let's go, Kev. Atta baby,"
Izzy repeated, still inexplicably clapping. Kevin shook his sweat-soaked shirt lightly to fan himself. A goose in left field honked.
"Time!" called a booming voice behind him. "Time out!"
Kevin's shoulders tensed. He heard his dad's footsteps approaching from the shortstop's position. Howie Pugh, former Chicago Bear, beloved WYCR football analyst and local sports demigod, was perhaps the most competitive human to ever walk the earth. No, the most competitive creature of any kind, mammal, sea slug, potted plant, whatever, to ever walk the earth. Kevin wiped sweat from his face with the back of his hand and turned slowly. Howie wrapped an arm around Kevin, engulfing him.
"Get your head straight, Kev," he said gruffly. "It's the sixth inning, bases loaded, two out, the go-ahead run at home plate."
Kevin scuffed his right toe in the dirt. "Thanks for the breakdown, Dad. I was expecting a hopeful sports cliche. When your back is against the wall, that sort of thing."
"Not an appropriate time for the sarcasm, Kevin," Howie spat. "What's the matter with you?"
For one thing, it's like a million degrees," Kevin said, staring into his dad's eyes. "And if you haven't noticed, they are now intentionally kicking at me because I suck at kickball, and they know I won't catch the ball." "I thought we established that during last summer's WYCR-WFRK charity challenge. If you don't remember, I think there's a DVD in the basement that documents..."
"Okay, all right," said Howie, pausing awkwardly. "Just try your best, Kev."
"I am trying, Dad," said Kevin.
"Okay, kid," more aggressive spitting. "Then let's talk strategy."
Howie spun his son around to face the next WFRK kicker.
"That is Bradley Ainsworth Jr., the 11-year-old son of six-time local Emmy winner Brad Ainsworth."